And this disease so many children used to...
Mastoid, that disease, mastoiditis.
Well, that was back of the...
Yes, that's right. Mumps?
They give them shots now and never... I'll practically never hear of a death from used to...
From mumps, you mean?
No, this disease, it's to strangle with them.
You mean diphtheria?
And somebody's skin and eyeballs get yellowed.
Oh, yes, the jaundice. Go back to the previous one there. That diphtheria, as I know, is an acquired pronunciation. It used to be diphtheria. I might even say it now, carelessly.
And then, the doubling up pain operation, that'd be for...
Appendicitis.
Anything else you ever heard people call that type of pain?
Are you referring to the pain or that specific disease?
Well, the pain or that disease, they didn't...
Your question doesn't lead me on to anything there.
I mean, before they really knew what it was...
You might just have a bellyache or a stomachache. Depending on whom you're talking with.
You never heard the term for that, as cramp, colic, or inflammation of the bowels?
Oh, I've heard all of those. And colic, of course, was one that was used a lot for children, but I've never heard it used for anything but children.
Yeah. Now, somebody eats and drinks a lot of things that don't agree with him, and then all of a sudden it all starts coming back up on him. He's out and leans over the fence and
throws up.
Anything else you would call?
Well, vomit, of course, is a term I'd use now, but in my childhood it was always throw up. You could also say heaved.
And somebody wasn't quite at that stage, but he was...
sick at his stomach.
And somebody was a big gossip and say he... as soon as he hears the news, he comes right over.
He tells it.
Now, when the young man is going over to the same young lady's house pretty regularly in the evening, what do you say he's doing, sir?
Well, I'd say it was courting her still, I think.